The persecution of Christians around the world is our topic for this particular portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Wendy Wright, who is the president of Christian Freedom International. Christian Freedom International, their website is christianfreedom.org. Wendy, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Oh, I really appreciate you having me on.
Sure. And I'd like to focus as much as we can about China, if we could. And I'm going to start with the questions along the lines of the allegations we hear that there are effectively concentration camps. And this isn't necessarily just Christian victims. In some cases, it's some Muslim victims as well. But they're there because they believe in a God or whatever. Tell us about the persecution under China of Christians primarily, but also the Uyghurs, who are, I guess, again, many of them are Muslims.
Yes, and Jerry, I want to say I'm so grateful that you are addressing this topic, because Christians in China are facing some really very serious threats and violence against them. But China has global ambitions, and so we in America need to sit up and take notice, because China does intend to export their tactics and their oppression into other countries, including the U.S. In fact, they've even begun to do that, harassing Christian leaders in the U.S. So as you mentioned, there are these concentration camps have been where the Uyghurs, which are an ethnic group in a region of China that are mostly Muslim. There are some Christians among the Uyghurs. They are converts from Islam. And as China has been oppressing, and really it's been called by world leaders a genocide against the Uyghurs, there are Christians who have been swept up into that as well. But it follows the ideology, the overarching ideology of the Xi regime. Xi Jinping is the current leader of China, and he has been instituting a totalitarian approach to China. And that means eliminating anyone or any ideology that does not conform to Chinese communism, or what they call Sinicization. So the very under Xi Jinping, and particularly since 2020, there's been very strict control of religious people and practices in China.
Okay, tell us about concentration camps.
So these centers or camps, people simply just disappear. They're swept up and taken into these neighborhoods that are completely locked down, where there's a complete indoctrination, re-education, and people are used as slave labor. So this is, again, of concern to Americans, because there are global corporations, including U.S. corporations, that have been benefiting, it appears, from this slave labor, from these concentration camps. Major corporations that have products that are made in the Uyghur region, Xinjiang of China. Now, when the U.S. Congress has tried to put some limitations and restrictions on products coming into the U.S. that are made from that region, and there are U.S. corporations that have lobbied against the importation of this slave labor products. These areas are essentially concentration camps, are extremely similar to what occurred in Nazi Germany and post-Nazi Germany, where there was an attempt to commit genocide of a people group, and if the people can't be eliminated, to use them as slave labor or to completely indoctrinate them into conformity.
And how many people are we talking about, roughly, as far as the Uyghurs? Are you talking about a couple million? What are you talking about?
Well, there are estimates of up to about a million people among the Uyghurs that are enslaved by the Chinese communists. And it's really important to understand some of the tactics that the Chinese government is using. It's not only putting people into concentration camps, it's complete control of the internet. So, for example, what Christians are experiencing is the shutting down of Christian apps and online religious services. So it's very likely this kind of thing has already occurred in the Uyghur region, since we're seeing it in the broader region throughout China with Christian resources. The Chinese government is even creating a new translation of the Bible that conforms with Chinese communism. Now, there's one example of their translation that's leaked out, and that is of the episode where Jesus encountered the woman caught in adultery.
Okay, John
8. The Chinese have retranslated that to have Jesus stoning the woman caught in adultery at the end. And it appears that their purpose is first to delegitimize Jesus, and then also to train people that no matter what leaders do, even if it goes against their teachings, that you must follow them. And that is the Chinese communist belief and ideology, is that you must obey the Chinese communist leaders no matter what they say, whether it comports with Chinese law and constitution or not.
Well, you know, Wendy, I've got to tell you something. My wife is Norwegian. You've met her before, and some of, you know, we've had the privilege to talk with you personally in interviews and so forth. And anyway, in this museum in Norway, where you see the resistance that the Norwegians put up against the Nazis, who took over from 1940, the spring of 1940 to 1945, when the war was over. Anyway, bottom line is they took over everything, including the churches and the schools. And in the schools, you can see the curriculum, and it says right here, Romans 13, you must obey the government. Who does that mean? And it says, first and foremost, the Führer. So here's the Nazis telling these Norwegian children, you've got to obey the authorities because God has put these authorities in your lives. First and foremost, you've got to obey the Führer. Talk about the devil quoting scripture. I mean, it's amazing.
Yes.
That reminds me of that story you just told.
Well, and that actually is very similar to what a new rule, a new regulation had passed in China that went into effect this month. And that is, it creates a national database of religious personnel, with including what rewards and punishments they've had meted against them. And it, under these new rules, it requires religious personnel to pledge support for the leadership of the Chinese Communist Party, to pledge support for the socialist system, to pledge that they will practice socialism, and to pledge that they will resist illegal religious activity. What would be illegal religious activity? Would be anything that the whatever the official that's standing before you considers to be illegal. So history is repeating itself. But what difference we're seeing now is that the Chinese communists have the power of technology. And yes, exactly the kinds of things that the Nazis did, but take that a hundredfold with the kind of technology that the Chinese have at their fingertips.
When you said earlier that some of the corporations in America were refusing to speak up against the, you know, the abuses that you described earlier in China, were some of those corporations among the woke type corporations? In other words, the kind that say, you know, like Nike. Nike is totally enlightened. They have Colin Kaepernick, you know, slavery is such a terrible thing. Well, okay, slavery in America, practically, I mean, the actual practice of it ended in 1865, but there's slavery going on today in our world in China, and, you know, the woke corporations won't speak out against it.
Right. The corporations that have been noted by news media as lobbying against these regulations against forced labor in China, Xinjiang province, includes Nike, includes Coca-Cola, which we've been reading about as well, of their woke ideology being forced upon their employees, Apple. So it's these large corporations that certainly have plenty enough profit and money as it is. It's not as if they need to be they could argue that somehow they need lower wages to make their products. They're incredibly wealthy, and here they are taking advantage of enslaved people. It's really infuriating. And so it helps us to see as well a part that we can play as Christians in America. First, to be aware of what's going on with what's happening to the Christians and other minorities in under the Chinese communists, to be praying for them, and to be aware of these kind of tactics. China is destroying churches in Christian churches. They're putting cameras in the churches that have facial recognition in order that they can track people to find out who is attending church so that they can then punish them in their workplaces. They've even twisted these religious locations, churches, and turned them into what they call civilization practice stations for a new era. What they'll do is essentially they'll seize a church. The people who are attending that church will still attend, but they use it as an indoctrination center. And instead of learning the scriptures and learning about Jesus and living as the body of Christ, instead the church becomes a center for indoctrination into communist practices. The Chinese also are really targeting children. There's now a ban in China for those under 18 even entering a church. There's a ban on teaching children religious beliefs. Schools are centers for ensuring that children are not being taught religious beliefs like Christianity, where children, the students, are encouraged by their teachers to rat on their parents, to tell if their parents are, if there's anything in their household that exhibits religious belief or practices. Teachers who may be caught telling children about Bible verses or giving any kind of a religious instruction have been jailed for doing that. Children will have a demerit or a punishment if they are suspected or caught with having religious beliefs, in that they will not be able to enter colleges. They won't be able to pass the political screening in order to be accepted into colleges. And a way that this is all being controlled or compiled is through a social credit system. It's a database of behaviors. And so tracking not only the behaviors, but then including in that the punishments. So if you get caught having a low social credit score, then you could be banned from travel, banned from school, banned from jobs. You could have extra government scrutiny if you're a business, have audits, that you won't be able to access business loans, may not be able to get medical checkups. Even your utilities could be controlled or limited or restricted if you have a low social credit score. It's really frightening to see what China's already doing, and yet we have U.S. corporations that are partnering with the Chinese government, the communist officials, and it's something that we should definitely be praying and doing whatever we can to try and stop.
Wow. We have only 1 minute left. This is just astounding, all these things that you're saying, and I guess the thing that surprises me is there was a time, maybe 10 years ago, when it seemed like in China was where the Spirit of God was working the most in terms of people becoming born again. And let's close on that note. About 1 minute.
Yes. In fact, yes, there's a huge wave of people coming to know Christ. And that seems to be the trend of the church. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. And there are still reports coming out of China of people coming to know Christ. And certainly those who know Christ, their faith is being deepened because it's being tested and tried. And in fact, that's maybe something that we should be praying for most fervently, that those who are being tested will be found faithful.
Wendy Wright, again, the president of Christian Freedom International, ChristianFreedom.org. Thank you, Wendy. My goodness, this is quite eye-opening. Appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.